If you've just joined us, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and to our local, national, and international listeners, please do follow the times for the Fajr Azan and the other Salah as well as per your region accordingly. Right now, we're going to be in the company of our esteemed Mufti Sahib, who's going to be taking us through the tafsir of Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah number 55 from the glorious Quran Kareem, followed by the news, views, and thereafter, it's going to be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afizwadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 year in South Africa. 1995% of the cities, countries, continents of the world. Today, Tuesday, the end of the month of September. Remember, it's already the 8th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, and verses number 43, and right up to verse number 47. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us regarding these people who are the kuffar. They are sane and mature, but they reject the articles of faith of Islam. They are mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, and they will also end up in Jahannam, in the hellfire. And the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, remember that. Those who only paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of true iman, faith and conviction. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So today our starting point, chapter 55 and verse number 43. هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون. Remember, Jahannam is feminine in the Arabic language. So the word هذه, this, جهنم التي, this is the Jahannam, the hellfire. And what would you do regarding it? يكذب بها المجرمون. The criminals would reject it. They were rejecting it, they are rejecting it, and they will reject it because they say we are so-called academia, we belong to the intellectuals, and we are highly intelligent people. When people reject Jannat, Jahannam, and heaven and hell and so forth, so remember that such people go straight to Jahannam. And when they enter there, then they will beg and plead Almighty Allah, send us back to this world, so we will do all the actions. But alas, it is too late. Almighty Allah tells us, as we told you before in Surah Yasin, read Surah Yasin now before Fajr, after your Fajr Salat, daily, make it part of your routine. Chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, and verse number 59, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you stand there with the true believers who are destined to go to Jannah and Paradise. So even that day, Allah Jalla Wala will humiliate and disgrace them. O Muslim, O Muslima, Did you read? Read today and read every day. Chapter 3, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Ya Allah, we beg your satari, your quality of concealing, covering our vices and our sins. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. And Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, you forgive and expunge all our vices and sins, Ya Allah. So that is how we learn to speak and beg and petition Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. You see, these non-Muslims who are sane and mature, dispatched to hellfire and jahannam. Now when they are there, so what will happen? Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us in Surah Sajda, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32 and verse number 12. Almighty Allah states, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ You see the word mujrim came again? And if only you could see, O Muslim, all these non-Muslims and all these criminals, نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Hanging their heads in shame, they were Almighty Allah. What are they saying now? Yea, in this world they thought they are Democrats, they thought they are secularists, they thought they are capitalists, they thought they are highly academia with their degrees. Now they'll be begging and petitioning. رَبَّنَا أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِئِنَا فَرْجِئِنَا You see that? The beauty, the glory, the style of the noble Quran. Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, Abasarna, we have seen Jahannam. Wasamina, we have heard all the things there of Jahannam now. Farji'na, please we beg you, send us back to this world. Na'amal saliha, we will do all the good actions and good righteous deeds. Inna muqinun. Now we have complete yaqeen and conviction and we have 100% belief. Chapter number 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, verse number 12. Allah Jalla Wala states, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ You must believe in the unseen. Now you've seen anything, everything, and now you want to believe, you say, I must send you back. No. They say you live once only. So you die once only. And when you fail the test, and you became from the kuffar, mushrikeen, munafikeen, from the non-Muslims, idol worshippers and hypocrites, who only paid lip service to Islam, so you dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever and ever. For the non-Muslims, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. For the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, chapter 4, verse 48. And for the munafikeen and hypocrites, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. Clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ So they are the criminals who reject. They say, where you come with it? Million, billion, trillion people have died. Nobody told us they saw Jahannam. Well, when you see Jahannam, that is what will happen. Jahannam means the hellfire. What will happen inside Jahannam and the hellfire? يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آنَ So يَتُوفُونَ You see, people go to Makkah Mukarramah and they perform the tawaf. They go round and round. The non-Muslims, they see this on TV. So they ask us, that, what are you guys doing? Are you crazy people? We say, no, we are the most sober people on the face of this earth. So why we go round and round? You see, non-Muslim Tom, Dick and Mary, that when your clothes are dirty, then you place it and put it there in the washing machine. And then it spins and goes round and round and round and comes out pure and clean. When the Muslim goes round and round, so then he comes out from his vices and sins. كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ Like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. So every Muslim who is in Makkah, you're going to Makkah now in the holidays or anytime this year. So remember that your target should be 50 tawaf. So one tawaf comprises 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So 350 times you should perform tawaf. Leave the malls and the poles and all those things there. Yatufuna bainaha. So they will go round and round, pillar to post, you see. Bainaha, baina jahannam, between the hellfire. They will be inside the hellfire. And then wa baina hamimin an, and between the hamim, the hot water, an mubalagha, hyperbole, very very hot water, you understood. So illa hamima wa ghassaqa, Almighty Allah states that they will be drinking that hot boiling water. This morning you perform wudu, accidentally little bit hot water just touched our hands or feet or toes, and how we started shouting, oh, so much pain. Imagine these people day and night, that will be what they will do. And if you want further reference, every Muslim knows Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl's name was Amr bin Hisham, and his kunya agnomen was Abul Hakam. The mushrikeen, idol worshippers, used to call him that he is the intellectual person. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Abu Jahl, fasammahu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Abu Jahlin. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him the father of ignorance. About him, see what Almighty Allah jalla wala states. You see that? In chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and verses number 43, right up to verse 49 and 50. Surah 44, verses 43 to verse 50. I just read for you. Inna shajarat al-zakum. So they will eat and drink from there, Abu Jahl and company. From that pungent tree, horrible thorny tree, ta'amul asim. This will be the solace for these jahannamiyin. And then they will be given that boiling water, yaghli fil butun, and it will be burning their intestines and so forth, kaghalyil hamim, like that boiling water. And then summa subbu fawqa ra'sihi min adhabil hamim, he will drink it also, and then it will be commanded to the angels, pour that water, boiling water. You know, when you have a shower, that split second the water was too hot, so you quickly adjusted it and moved away. For them, where are they going to move to? So pour that boiling water on Abu Jahl's head. Min adhabil hamim, from that boiling punishment and that hot punishment. Abu Jahl, the enemy of Islam, Fir'aunu hadhil ummah, the tenfold dictator of this ummah, used to walk around there in Makkah Mukarramah and say, Anal azizul kareem, I am the powerful one, I am the generous one. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states, O Abu Jahl, chapter 44 and verse 49, Zuk, Zuk, Zuk ya Aba Jahalin, taste it now, innaka antal azizul kareem. In balagha, students and ulama, you call it Allah sabilik tahakkum. Allah is mocking him. Allah is being sarcastic with him. You said you are powerful and generous. Now this is your food, and that is the zakum tree. From there you will eat your solids. And the boiling highest temperature, that will be your the drinks, and we're going to pour it on top of you also. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all from Jahannam, and we should always know what is in the Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarak, 100% is the truth, even though it is supra-logical, beyond my comprehension and your perception and so forth. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, O human beings and jinnat, hence which of the bounties of Almighty Allah will you deny? So we must remember that we have to make dua daily for Jannah and daily for protection from Jahannam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then Muslim person daily, minimum thrice a day, he begs Almighty Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus, and thrice a day minimum he begs Almighty Allah for protection from Jahannam. Tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, then Jannat itself, paradise itself. Open Mishkan Sharif, open Tirmidhi Sharif, open various ahadith compilations, you will find it. Under Manaqib Salman al-Farsi, so Salman Farsi, Innal Jannata Tashtaqu ila Salman. Me and you are desirous of Jannah. Salman Farsi, the Persian, Jannat itself says, Ya Allah, I want Salman to enter Jannah, Rawahu Tirmidhi. Go and see the rank, the shan of the Sahaba, the elevated, exalted rank of the beloved students and companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jannat will intercede for us. Ya Allah, I also want he, Abdullah, she, Amatullah to come here to Jannah. And Jahannam will also say, Ya Allah, this person was sincere and he used to say he doesn't want to come to Jahannam. He passed away and died with Iman. Ya Allah, don't let him come to Jahannam. Let him go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. So beg Allah, we have the opportunity and the chances. See how the months are going, the days are going. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, grace and mercy. وَلِمَنْ خَوَفَ مَقَوَمَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ. And whosoever fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah. This khafa is in the meaning of khashya, that fear. That fear that is based on the love for Almighty Allah. That fear which is developed because out of respect for Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, every minute, every moment, every second, your bounties are ever recurring, showering upon me. I fear standing in your court, Ya Allah, and he's worried about what will happen that day. وَأَمَّا مَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. So you see, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Qur'an. Chapter 79 and verse 41. وَأَمَّا مَنَ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. And as for that person there who fears standing in the court of Allah, did you read? Read now. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, make our reckoning accountability easy for us. Wa amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa naha an-nafsa 'anil hawa. And they restrain themselves from the base desires. So when we suppress our desires, then we pass away with Iman and Islam. Fa innal jannata hiyal ma'wa. Then Jannah and Paradise will be their resting place. Chapter 79 and verses 40-41. So wa amma man khafa maqama wa liman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan. Surah Rahman. And whosoever fears, not how you fear when a lion or a snake comes, thus you develop it. It is called khashya. Only those people are the ulama. Not you got big, big certificates and that. Innama lil hasr wal qasr. Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al ulama. Only those people are the ulama who have the quality of khashya. We heard Hazrat Allama bin Nuri saying, people who study Bukhari Sharif, the Sharif, that Sharif, that don't make you an alim. Alim is he who has the quality of khashya. And then Hazrat Allama Shaykh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, read the verse, Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. So that is what we must learn. Today we fool ourselves. I got this degree and that shahadat and that sanad and that. That don't make us Molvi and Sheikh and that by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must have the quality of khashya. Then only will that person be considered the true alim by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Otherwise, we must remember we're fooling ourselves and living in a delusional world. Remember that. So, and then maqama rabbi jannatan, Allah will give him two jannats, two paradise. That is minimum. One paradise is how many times beyond our perception, comprehension, and two on top of it. So that is the grace, the mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fabi ayyi ala rabbikuma tukadhiban. Hence, human being and jinnat, which of the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will you deny and reject? La nukadhibu, that we will not reject, Ya Rab, the ni'am and the bounties from you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 7th Rabiul Akhir, 1447. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, globally, today, Tuesday, day number 725, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Last night the news was coming in from our local correspondents. 16 jutlas dispatched to hell. You heard Zionists, jutlas and jutlis? 16 of your people, that's minimum. It might be much more also now. So they dispatched to Jahannam, 24 of them injured, some of them seriously. They in the transit lounge to enter Jahannam and the hellfire. You see, they don't want to speak the truth, therefore no foreign journalists allowed there in Gaza. So that shows how they camouflage and they lie and so forth and so. BB, the war criminal, Netanyahu, Trump, the pedophile and rapist and felon and criminal, agree on the Gaza plan. And they got 8 Muslim countries, amongst them the Arab countries, they are puppets and servants, who agreed on that, but they don't consult Hamas. Hamas sees it afterwards and they say that this is what you must do, you must do, you must do. All that talk about Palestinian state and that, if you, the Palestinian Authority, you reform, you have elections, this happens, that happens, then you will get a Palestinian state and so forth. By that time, Trump will be dead and maybe sent to Jahannam. Allah alone knows what will happen in future. And thus, Bibi Netanyahu, you, the people of Israel, you jutla, stand up and ask him, Netanyahu, where the hell is your son? Yair, he's sitting there in Miami and he's having a good jol and a good party and so forth. And you are giving your sons and your daughters and so forth. Are you so foolish? The whole country should stand up and you should circumcise him, Netanyahu. Again, he's not properly circumcised. The U.S. government will not have wages tonight to pay their workers and so forth if there's a shutdown. What does it mean, shutdown? The Republicans want to spend more, and there's no money in the fiscus. You must remember that. And the Democrats are saying we're not going to allow it. So Vance is the deputy president, says it looks like we're heading for a shutdown the first time in 7 years. So 7 years means the last time it happened was during Trump's time. So now against Trump, the worst president in the history of America. Show Israel the red card. That is what is being said now in many stadiums in the world. Kick them out from FIFA, kick them out from United Nations, kick them out from UEFA, UEFA. Kick them out from the Eurovision. Show Israel the red card, the haramis. On the beach there in Tel Aviv is written, and they got the cartoon. He, Bibi Netanyahu, with his long nose, and he, Trump, with his golden head, the harami, but he doesn't have gold. He only got something else, so dust, you must remember, and so forth. So it is written there on the beach, don't be fooled by these two people. So you Arabs, you bunch of castrated leaders, good for nothing, you fall in their trap forever and ever. Netanyahu, war criminal, apologizes to the Prime Minister of Qatar for the attack on Qatar in Doha. Shabana Mahmood, she became suddenly, you must remember, the Home Secretary, Minister of Interior, they call Home Secretary. But the policies she wants to introduce and implement are a threat to Britain. And now she's originally Pakistani or Indian or whatever. But now they want to play more whiter than white. You see that? These are the people. I told Sunak, they're going to send you back to India. We told that Hindu lady, you remember Savila, whatever her name, they're going to kick you out. And so you, Shabana, I don't even know whether you're a Muslim or not, but you have a Muslim name. I'm telling you, don't try all your tricks Allah will disgrace you in this world, never mind in the year after. There in Russia and Ukraine, it is day number 1314. Zelensky is boasting, we have the Israeli Patriot missile, and they're shielding us in Ukraine. If they're shielding you, then how the hell Putin is hitting you every day almost? In the Haaretz newspaper of yesterday, this morning, so go look at the cartoon, wonderful cartoon. Bibi Netanyahu is returning from Washington after meeting Trump, right? The fourth meeting between the two haramis this year alone. And now what happens? He's about to land there. So Smotrich and Ben-Gvir are preparing the death sentence for him. They want to hang him up and crucify him, you understand? So very good, all three of you all need to be crucified, all three of you war criminals, you said. So that is what is there, death sentence to BB. Afghanistan, Taliban, normally we support you. Thus, you have scored a terrible own goal. So now the entire Afghanistan, the country, all the telecom systems, remember, are down, is blackout. No internet, no nothing, is end of the month. Millions of Afghans are working overseas. They send and remit the money back to Kabul, and they send it there. Now, how are they going to send the money? And you know the families are so poor. They're living in dire straits. No terrible move by you, Taliban. We agree with you on many issues, but this one, terrible, horrible move. So lift that ban of yours and let the money flow in and so forth. How do you expect the people to live and so forth and so on? So that we don't agree with. What is the truth? We will speak. What is wrong is wrong. We don't have to be blind people. Spain not allowing any American ships to cross. You see that? And to go to Israel, whether it's directly, indirectly, and one of the others, you understand, their harbors and so forth, is called Moron. It's spelled like that, Moron. But I think in Spanish they pronounce it something else, but they are morons, as Americans in Israel. Trump's let an Israeli rapist go home without any charge. You see that? That's their justice system. One Jutla there in Los Angeles, he wanted to rape a girl and so forth and so on. They arrested him. Then they contact Trump, they say, no, leave him and so forth. So that is Trump himself a criminal and so forth. So remember, Islamic justice system is no person is above the law. Whether you're the president or prime minister, whether you're a Jutla or a Jutli, whether you're a Muslim or whatever. So they all must be treated equal. Only Islam is this. Madagascar, they dissolving the government there. Too many problems there, Tananarivo. The flotilla is moving on, and remember, 2-3 days' time, they will reach Gaza al-Mubarakah, inshallah. The threats are coming, but the warships and the ships are there from Italy, from Spain, and Turkey is helping little bit and so forth. Where are you, Arab countries? You're still bootlicking Trump? You're still bootlicking America? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction and Jahannam for the Arab leaders, because you are making khiyanat, you are kha'ineen, ghaddareen, murtaddeen, munafikeen. All these qualities are apt for you. Remember, you're not Muslims, you're a disgrace to Islam and so forth. So therefore, that we will name you, shame you and nail you. The UK already started introducing digital ID. Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, you like China Mall and all that. So pay attention. You know what is digital ID? That nothing will work. The bank will tell you, you don't have that digital ID, the chip and what have you. So you can't access your bank account. You go to the shop, so you can't buy, you can't sell, all that. So that is the Jali plan. You see that this whole AI and the digital thing is all part of the Jal, the deception. India and another country, Bhutan, B-U-T-H-A-N, you spell it, I think. So India and Bhutan building a big bridge and joining the two countries, you see that? So good for them, that is. Italian cities, you must remember, they are now praising and giving, you understand, citizenship, honorary citizenship. We must give due to this lady. She's a human rights lawyer. She doesn't take wages from the United Nations. She is the special rapporteur, you must remember, for the United Nations against Israel in favor of the Palestinians. And they say that for you, the work you are doing, we give you honorary citizenship. So Francesca Albertina, if you want to give a Nobel Prize, you in Norway, Oslo, you should give a lady like this. Instead of giving these haramis, the Tony Blair and Trump and all these war criminals, you should hang your heads in shame. I visited them, you know, in Oslo. I say I was where that place is, you must remember. There's Nobel Prize guys and so forth. So anyway, so she, Francesca Albertina, she says, look at the suggestion she gives. So practical. She says every Mediterranean state and country should block Israel and all their goods and so forth. How many Muslim countries are there? But you need iman, you need faith to do all these things here. So wonderful. So that's a different thing, you must remember, in Islam for women and all that, but they're not Muslim. So inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. Verily Allah Ta'ala sometimes uses non-Muslims too for the betterment of Islam also. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. But British government Starmer and them last minute now they woke up, and now because of tremendous pressure they say yes, Israel is guilty of committing genocide. Saudis, Najdis, Wahhabis, Haramis, you see that? Najdis, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused to make dua for them. And remember that now yesterday, day for yesterday, meaning in the past few days, a person, big sheikh from Yemen, and he was going for Umrah, they intercepted him and said, no, no Umrah for you. What you think, Salman? What you think, the MBS, this is your father's haram? That you can allow whoever you want to who praises you? And those who are critical of you and so forth, you don't allow them? Remember this one Quranic verse and one hadith. The haram does not belong to you. It belongs to Allah. Chapter 22, Surah 22, Surah Hajj, pilgrimage, verse number 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation and oppression and transgression. We will unleash a painful punishment for you. Look, see how disgraced you are. Chapter 22, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. That whosoever Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. You see that? Your millions, billions, trillions, oil, nothing can help you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf, la tamna'u ahadan tawfa bihadha al-bayt. You don't have the right to prevent anybody to come and perform tawaf, umrah, hajj and so forth. The clear cut hadith. So where are you Salafis now? Do you have the iman and the guts to tell the Saudi kafir regime that they are doing haram actions? You can't speak because you are under their payroll, you see that? You're collecting money from them and their embassies. Hang your heads in shame, you scholars for dollars. South African news, Tembisa Hospital. You see this? That now plus minus 2 billion rand, not million, they don't speak of millions now. 2 billion rand stolen and siphoned, and that is South Africa. Don't fill petrol up. If you got little bit petrol and you'll manage. So tonight, inshallah, we hope and pray that the petrol price decreases. And then tomorrow, 1st October, plus it's a Wednesday, good to start things on a Wednesday. So then you go fill up your tanky, so your tank and so forth. In Urdu, they say tanky. Oh, tomorrow, Hafiz Wadi and Monana. I said Monana Junaid. So by Junaid, Adisab, that Adhan will go 4:15, Fajr Adhan. So 4:20 or so, I'll be down. So 4:15 Adhan from tomorrow, inshallah. Right. So yesterday, last night in the Q&A, I told you that I spoke to our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafidhullah, Wara'ah of the Majlis. You see, you know what his age now? He's 86, 87 years old, Gregorian calendar, 90 years old, Islamically active, like you can't believe. I told him yesterday, Hazrat, this is what's happening with Sahuk and that. So the whole thing is there. Take them to court if they don't want to pay and so forth. You know, Hazrat is not the Maulana Sheikh in the world who can write English like him. Master. So you must remember, we will send out Hazrat's article, do you understand, this morning. Inshallah, before 7 o'clock you will receive it. So all about the Sahuk. We're just preparing their final burial and putting the final nail in their coffin. The DA also is looking for them. And you must remember, so it's good that at government level, we say to vote for the DA, absolutely haram. To vote for Helen Zeller to become mayor of Johannesburg, haram. We got nothing to do with DA, but if they do something good against our work, then we will say very good. But we don't accept them. We accept Majlis. You must remember that. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen. Jee Hafiz Wadi, let's fire up, inshallah.
Jee, JazakAllah khairan for that. Officer, this person says, my bed is facing the Qibla, which is straight. Are you allowed to sleep in this way? Is there any sin in doing this way?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect, reverence to the symbols and landmarks of Almighty Allah, that's a sign that they have taqwa through piety in the inner recesses of their heart. Surah Hajj it is. And Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu hadith, sahih hadith in Ibn Khuzaymah, wa sahahahu al-Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah, man tafala tujah al-qibla, whosoever spits in the direction of the qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna aynay. Whosoever spits in the direction of the Qibla, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, tomorrow on the day of justice you will come humiliated, disgraced, and the spit and saliva will be there between your eyes on your forehead. Therefore, for us as Muslims, that if your bed is facing Qibla, just turn it around. Not the bed, turn yourself around. Put the pillow on the other side and your feet will face the other side. Many times we are right there in Makkah and then what they worry about? Their aim is just to make money. So then you just turn it around. So it's makruh and undesirable to let our feet be stretched out and all that towards the Qibla. We must show ta'zeem. And we must have respect for the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. And not su'ul adab, isa'a in Arabic we call it, isa'atul adab. To show disrespect is not permissible that. So it is makruh, reprehensible and repugnant to do so.
Can I marry my ex-wife's daughter from her first husband?
So you must remember that you got married, you must remember, to your wife. And then she came with her daughter from a previous marriage. So once you consummated the marriage with that wife who had a daughter from a previous marriage, she's the Rabiba. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23. وَرَبَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُم بِهِنْ. So once you consummated the marriage with your wife, and so her daughter, your stepdaughter, you become mahram for her. So between you and her, there's no hijab. So for you to marry her, totally haram. You tasted the mother, now you want to taste the daughter, your beghairat, your besharam, totally haram to do that.
What is the iddat period for a widow?
So remember, when a husband passes away, then Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, Arba'ata Ashhurin wa Ashra, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 234, that 4 months and 10 days. So now today the husband passed away. So you count from the time of death, 130 days. That is, if you are a lady who is normal, you are not pregnant. And if you are pregnant, then chapter 65, verse number 4, and that will be وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. That once you give birth and you deliver the baby, your iddat will expire, whether it's after 1 week, 1 month, after 7, 8, 9 months also. So remember that if you are not pregnant, pregnant, 130 days. And you Kalas and Masis and all of you, whether you are 70, 80, 90, 100 years old also, iddat is still compulsory upon you. Some of these Kalas, old lady, they say, no, apply to dohi tegi. That we old, we don't have to certain iddat. No, your masat is compulsory. When the husband passes away, then there's hukukullah and hukukuzawj involved. The rights of Almighty Allah and the rights of the husband. So that is mandatory, compulsory. 130 days, and otherwise, remember, she's pregnant, then giving birth to the baby. One more point regarding this year, that you must remember, iddat of wafat, of death, is different. And iddat ut talaq is different. If the husband gave the wife talaq, you see, divorce, then the Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 2, verse 228, thalathat quru. So what is the meaning of three quru? So after the talaq and divorce, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, the Hanafis and Hanbalis say three menses. And remember that when the third menses end, then the iddat will expire. And the Shafi'is, Maliki say, thalathat quru means three periods of cleanliness. So that is how you must draw a distinction between the iddat, the counting period, waiting period, for a mutallaqa, a lady who's divorced, and mutawaffa anha zawjuha, a lady whose husband passed away. On men, there's no iddat. Don't make mistake now. For men, remember, why Islam introduced this iddat? To maintain and retain the sanctity of marriage. Any law of Islam, juxtapose it, compare it with man-made law, Western law, Eastern law, satanic law, you will always find Islamic law is the best, and therefore we want to share it with the rest. So in this way that we maintain that, remember, marriage is sacrosanct. Therefore, this institution of marriage will continue in the year after. Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, I told you the story of Abu Jahl now. Not just a story, this is reality mentioned in the Quran. So just after that, Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, the smoke, and verse number 54, yea, in this world, people like us, ordinary mortals, sinners and transgressors, we perform the nikah and solemnize it. There in Jannah, in paradise, chapter 44, verse 44, so Allah states, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِنَ عِينَ. We will perform the nikah for the people, the men who have the beautiful damsels and hoor and so forth. So that's why Islam has introduced this, to maintain the sanctity of nikah. It's not buying a car or a computer or a cell phone and all these things there. It is something sacred in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, what does the Quran Kareem say about charity, and when is charity supposed to be given?
Every day give charity. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, even 1 rand, 50 cents, small, meager amount, so remember that Allah Jalla wa'ala will give you a better replacement, provided you have true iman and you spent it lillah fillah, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not for name and fame and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah Sabah, chapter number 34 and verse 39. And who is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best one to grant you that sustenance and so forth. Chapter 34, verse 39. Chapter number 30, and that is Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. Regarding your zakat, compulsory, which you must give poor Muslims. What Quran Kareem states? وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat, cash or kind, to the poor Muslim, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah will multiply it many, many fold and many times. Allah Jalla Wala states, O you business people, corporate world, يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will wipe out and erase the riba, and you will face terrible consequences, a war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's interest, usury, viage and suit. Wa yurbi sadaqat, and your charity, voluntary charity, Allah will let it increase, 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 increase all the time, provided is done with sincerity. Chapter 2 and verse 276, and then chapter 2 verse 279, Almighty Allah states, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain and refrain from your interest and usury and so forth, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and against Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So pay your zakat daily, weekly, monthly, whatever is easy for you. And charity daily, the true Muslim must give. Remember that. Your mate, today is end of the month, you're paying her wages. So tell her, this is your wages, 2,000 rand, 3,000, 5,000 rand, and total of 500, total of 300. So she will say, madam, you sure? Because she's so surprised, because she knows you to be a Makki juice and a Ganjus and a Makhir, that you're so stingy normally. Not all, we speak of some. So they say, no, yeah, it's good. This is your bonus. So sometimes give bonus, kala. Then Allah will love us. Beginning of the fourth supara, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never ever obtain true piety until and unless you spend from that which you love. And you know how much we love wealth, you see that. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Go read Surah Al-Adiyat, chapter 100, and see. So human beings have that innate, inborn, inherent love for this world. النَّاسُ مَالُوا إِلَى مَنْ إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا وَمَنْ لَا إِنْدَهُ مَالُوا فَأَنْهُ النَّاسُ مَالُوا. The Shair, the poet says, the people who got billions, then the people flock to them, you see. When they don't have the money and the gold coins and Google coins, then they say, bye-bye, goodbye, lay-bye. That is dunya, remember that. And people can't speak the truth also. Then they get compromised. Allah protect us.
Mufti Sahib, at my company, many people are being retrenched. Is there any dua to read for me not to be retrenched?
Don't worry about these type of things. Our risk is already written. You must remember that. If Allah closes one door, Allah will give you many, many doors. But what Allah gave you, don't kick it away also. So keep on reading the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Every day you read the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Jalla Wala, His wonderful, beautiful names, the 99 names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah by those names. The Hadith Sharif mentioned in Bukhari, Tirmidhi, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, who by hearts and memorizes it, he enters Jannah. Who looks inside the kitab, the book, and you read the 99 names, then Allah will let him enter Jannah for that person. Read, يَا وَهَابُ يَا وَهَابُ يَا فَتَّاهُ يَا فَتَّاهُ يَا بَاسِتُ يَا بَاسِتُ. 2000, I resigned from Darul Newcastle. Moha Qasim Sema, our principal, used to ask me, we used to speak Urdu, the 20 years I was there in Newcastle. He said, ab kya karoge? I said, mujhe maalum nahi. He couldn't believe, he thought I'm not being honest. But he saw me there for Salat and everything and so forth. How Allah opens the doors. We just place our trust in Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So then my brother Yusuf Dokrat Marhum, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, grant his father, son of them, all of them, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, all passed away on a Friday. So you must remember, he came to me and said, meet me tomorrow. So I went, he told me, where you want to go in the world, I'll take you. I thought he's joking. I told him, America. He said, we on. He said, America, my brother is in Canada, we so we go there. So he said, where else? I said, London. So he said, we're on. So he didn't come London, I went. Then he said he wants to go Yemen. So I said, why? He said that there's too much poverty there. When he went for Hajj, he went via Yemen. So I said, if we're going there, we go for Umrah. He said, perfect. And we went with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. See? Then the Channel Islam International contacted me, and then Alhamdulillah, our new career started in 2001, January. So on the media and so forth. Then after 17 years there, I resigned. My resignation for Darul Newcastle and CI was 3 lines. You see that? Jazakallah khair, I'm terminating my services. Allah forgive me for my shortcomings. Barakallahu fi khalas. That's all. So they asked me, they said, what you going to do? I said, Allah will open. Capital came on board, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. I didn't know Muhammad Ikhlas. I don't know Capital and so forth. See, Allah Ta'ala is letting them spend millions. Millions of people are benefiting. So every day we make dua for them. Allah grant them more capital in their health, in their wealth, in their honor, in their iman, in their ikhlas, in their akhlaq, and everything that's good, you must remember that. So that is Allah, brother. You don't worry about that. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Put your trust in Almighty Allah. Allah is sufficient for us. Don't go and beg people. Yesterday, one person told me, I was supposed to get married. And that lady just told me, no, we're calling it off. What must I do? I say, you don't phone her, you don't do anything. You must remember that. You must say, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Then the things that you dislike, in the long run, is better for you. My mashura, even if she says again, no, I want to marry you, you must say, no, finish, I got nothing to do with you. You carry on with your life, and I'll carry on with my life. So that is what we speak. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to speak the truth. So we finish with the program. So today, Mohammed Zaid will be here. He'll be speaking to Mufti Hassan of Pakistan. He's from America. And inshallah, bliss of marriage, 11 to 12, and 1 to 2, tafsir of Quran. Barakallah, jazakallah khair, Hafiz Wadi. Well done today. And to our brother, Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa barakatuh.